This is Artcore, your gateway to the fine arts in Christchurch.
This is Ed Music for Artcore on RDU 98.5. This week I went to the Christchurch Art Gallery to talk with Auckland-based painter John Reynolds. His work at the Christchurch Gallery is a result of a loose collaboration with the Court Theatre on their production of Dylan Thomas's play Under Milkwood. I began by asking him how he thought the audience would respond to the show.
I hope that any viewer would find themselves drawn into wandering around the various moments in the show and engaging with a sort of speculation, A, about the territory of Dylan Thomas's Milkwood play and how that might appeal as a staging ground for some visual motifs for an artist like myself in New Zealand, and also a contemplation on how we might read contemporary practice in, say, theatrical terms, or how a visual artist like myself might extract from an invitation to collaborate with a theatre certain possibilities, certain motifs, certain kind of images, which can then be reconfigured for the gallery space. And just while I'm thinking about that, there's a really nice formula, if you like, that came out of my conversations with the workshop people in the theatre. And they refer to the theatre as the black box. And of course, we in the contemporary art world refer to the gallery as the white cube. So I've been sort of this week dancing between the black box and the white cube, which for an old ex-Catholic like myself has a certain resonance. And, and just to sort of sum up that kind of observation, there's a moment in the play where No Good Boyo, he's lying around in a boat, in a clinker boat out in this harbour, this little Welsh village, and he looks up at the clouds and he says, "I don't know if there's anyone up there, and I don't care." So there's this whole contemplation behind the play based on the day in the life of a small Welsh village. And that contemplation is the mortality, you know, the futility of our lives, the daily banality, and a kind of an undercurrent of, I suppose, spiritual disquiet. So that's the background, I suppose.
Do you think, it's designed to go along with the production at the Court. Do you need to see both? And if you do, do you come to this or that? Or which one do you go to first?
I'd see the play.
Yeah.
But I think mainly because I don't, I never worked with theatre before, so I find that the tools to play with, lighting, the dynamic of the stage, the warm props, the actors, all that's tremendously stimulating. It's also it's artifice, which we don't have here, in the sense that we pretty much, you walk into an aesthetic performance that is pretty much a fait accompli. So the theatre operates on a different visceral resonance, I guess. And so where I am a member of the public, I'd probably feel I might get more out of this show by going to the play first. Mm-hmm. But I don't, the thing one never wants to do is to figure the audience. I mean, the audience will make of it what they will. Mm-hmm. And or with a bit of luck, I think that there'll be some bafflement between the two animals.
Yeah. So. I mean, looking around now, and it's obviously in a state of not quite finished, but I get the impression that coming in when it is finished, it's still going to have the impression of being not quite finished.
There's a lovely word that I really reach for in this, with that observation, is provisional. That there's a sense that I think what the artist offers or attempts to offer with a work that has a high drawing component and a kind of provisional sense, a slightly unfinished animal, is you're asking the viewer to contribute to some sense of meaning making. Now, that's not something the theatre necessarily, that's not the way they necessarily take on their audiences. So what I've really enjoyed is the quite different strategies that are at play in the white cube versus the black box. Mm-hmm. And, it's a lot of fun. And of course, it leaves me with more questions than answers.
So the name, which...
Lawigum.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that Welsh, or is it just bugger all spelt backwards?
Bugger all spelt backwards. But when you hear the actors say that, like, I can't quite... they swallow... it almost... When the actors are... their Welsh accents are fantastic, but when I was talking to them, they say they almost have to reach for an Indian It's very clipped, and you swallow the words, so that the double L's and the double G's do things, which I'm not up for. But it sounds Welsh to me. Mm. It sounds very Welsh, and I think it's, you know, the bugger all is quite a nice contemplation too of what's been put in front of a viewer. Like I really am just suspending a number of visual clues, as it were. And, you know, without being offhand about it, and I'm asking the audience to contribute a bit more to the reading of it.
And do you think they're going to come in and say, this guy's done bugger all?
I think there'll be an element of that. And I think someone who walks in here first before seeing the play may be provoked to go to see the play and have some questions answered. I mean, I think that would be win-win for the gallery and for the Court Theatre. That, you know, these are, as I said, a note, they're notes and they're a staging of themes. So they are I've in no way tried to illustrate the play or to even necessarily foreground the play. I've merely turned over in the context of this gallery certain motifs, in my view, that come out of the Dylan Thomas work. So.
I was wondering if you want to tell me about the little boxes.
Well, these are the smallest canvases in the world, pretty much. I mean, some Mexicans make smaller ones. As you can see, they're balsa wood at back, and they're canvases. So I've been using these for years. They're made in China, and they're, God knows, I shouldn't go down this track, but they're probably handmade by children, and you know, all that. They're probably terribly un-PC. But how I wish them to operate is in a sculptural sense, because normally a canvas goes on a wall like that. Now, what I've done here is, again, I've set up a painter's plank, a set of trestles, and a kind of stagey backdrop, and roped it all up. And what I'm trying to suggest is the workings towards something. I'm trying to suggest how can I take aspects of the play, Dumbfound Town, a theological work, Palivu Jig Jig, Pictures of the Dead. These are all textural fragments from Dylan Thomas's play. And I've used these little visual hotspots as kind of mimicking the way the theatre creates highlights with spots. And so this is a play within a play. Here's a painter's plank, which is a pun in itself, creating a stage on which the text of the play plays out. So I'm having my own little shadow play here. And at the same time, I'm being very truthful to the play, because these are all credible fragments from the play, as it were. And I'm almost sort of setting up a kind of garage, aesthetic here, kind of a sense that this whole thing's cobbled together. And, you know, I must say, having worked with a theatre, you know, the chaos of production is very similar to this. It's a jigsaw that you assemble, and various parties compete and coalesce and bump into each other to try and create this finished animal. So in a lot of ways, I'm trying to signal the way things are shaped, in the way, like OUPs, there's a sense that something's being told to you, but even that too slides and slips away, and it's provisional. So even the most idle viewer could stand here and have that sense that the artist is trying to reach for something, and that, you know, we may or may not learn what that is. So I guess that's the kind of strategy that's at play here.
Tune into ArtCore every Tuesday and Saturday morning on RDU 98.5